This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So after the FBI plot, the fake plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer was an entrapment where all the defendants were acquitted by a jury, how does this play into the January 6th narrative? Where now a Capitol police chief is testifying. He's confused why the Democrats stood down security that day. Here is his testimony in front of Congress.
A second set here. In a press conference on January 7th, Speaker Pelosi called for your resignation on national television. Speaker Pelosi also stated that she had not talked to you since the initial breach of the Capitol. But according to your transcribed interview, you were on the phone with Speaker Pelosi a few times. Can you explain that discrepancy?
Yeah, that is correct. I spoke to Speaker Pelosi three times that evening, and she went on national TV and said I'd never spoken to her, but I spoke to her three times. The three times were the first time when I went over to brief Vice President Pence at the secure location. I'd called House Sergeant Arms Irving, told him I was going over to brief the Vice President. I was also going over to do a personal assessment of the Capitol. At that point, things were getting under control. Went over there, briefed him on when we can get them back into chambers with, you know, Mr. Irving being fully aware. He said he wanted to get Speaker Pelosi on the phone. He made a phone call from his cell phone at approximately 5:34, where I first briefed Speaker Pelosi. The second call was when I left that location. As I was walking away, I met up with Mr. Stenger, and we started walking over to the Senate to go brief the Senate when Jennifer Hemingway, handed me his cell phone, and it was Emily Barrett's cell phone calling her, and it was Speaker Pelosi on the other line. This is my second call with Speaker Pelosi, questioning the information I'd given to Vice President Pence about when we can get back into chambers. I assured her that information was correct. I could get them back into chambers by 7 p.m., and the call ended. That was call number two. Call number three was 6:25 p.m. I was over at the Senate from the secure location, from where the Senate had been sequestered, and on a cell phone using Robert Karam's cell phone, they dialed leadership, who was over off-site at a secure location, and I briefed all of the leadership of the plans to get them back into chambers. That would have been call number three with Speaker Pelosi.
So you didn't have one call, you didn't have two calls, you had three calls. So Speaker Pelosi's comments that she didn't speak to you are inaccurate.
That is correct, sir.
This is on January the 3rd. I believe this was in your book that you met with both Stenger and Irvin and requested National Guard assistance to be ready on the 6th. Can you explain what happened in those two meetings with Irvin and Stenger?
Absolutely. So on the morning of the 3rd at 9:24 a.m., I specifically went to see him because I know what a big deal it is to have National Guard come and assist us on the Hill. I went into his office again, 9:24 in the morning, went up and immediately went up and said, hey, I'd like to bring in the National Guard to support me on, to assist me on the perimeter. Because when we have a joint session of Congress, it takes a lot of my personnel inside. But immediately, as soon as I asked him, his first response was, I don't know. I don't like the optics of that. And his second response was, besides, the intelligence doesn't support it. He immediately, then we began talking, he said, have you reached out to Mike Stenger on this? I said, no, I have not talked to him about it yet. He said, why don't you talk to Stenger and see what he has to say? So then I left, went over to Mike Stenger's office at 9:35 in the morning, walked into his office. He wasn't there. I came back. He showed up at 11:13. I showed back up at 11:53 and went in to immediately ask him, I'd like to request the National Guard. He said, you know, let's come up with another idea. Why don't you call, do you know somebody at the National Guard? I said, yes, sir, I know General William Walker. He said, why don't you call Walker and see if we need them, how quickly could they get here, and how many people could they send us? So I called William Walker 6:14 p.m. that night. He told me they have 125 people assisting with COVID response. He could reallocate those fairly quickly once he got Secretary of Defense approval and send them over.
Okay. When you met with Stenger, had Irvin given him heads up that you were coming to ask for National Guard?
Yeah, later on, after January 6th, specifically on April 8th, I went and had lunch with Mike Stenger. And I asked him, because it was kind of unusual, he came up with that idea so quickly when I went walking in. And I asked him, I said, Mr. Stenger, you came up with that response fairly quickly for me to call General Walker. And he had told me Paul Irving had called him ahead of time and said, son came here looking for the National, asking for the National Guard. We got to come up with another plan. Pelosi will never go for it.
So why did Nancy Pelosi lie about those communications, and why won't the mainstream media play that police officer's January 6th testimony?
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're now into hour number two. Alex Jones here with a breaking news update. I first saw the report last night, and before I even read the full details, I knew what I was about to read, because I've had similar things happen to me. I've had the feds try to set me up as a Russian agent. I mean, there's so much stuff that's not known to the public yet, but basically they just list anybody that is anti-war or anti-open borders or anti Biden or anti-globalist as a Russian agent. You already know that. And the Steele dossier was fake, and Russiagate was fake, and both impeachments were fake. And so now they've got more fake indictments run by two former head UN war crimes prosecutors, Jack Smith and this other guy they just brought in last week. This is global government taking over our bodies. This is global government taking over our sovereignty. The White House, quote, approved. They're now our doctor. The latest Pfizer Moderna experimental shot that it was tested on no humans, but only 10 mice. This is a total criminal takeover. They're just exercising their power. So I saw the headline, U.S. government threatened Tucker Carlson and told him not to go to Russia and not interview Putin. And he didn't give the details when he spoke to a European newspaper of why it happened. I'm going to give him a call later today and try to find out some more details later today. But he said that they basically said, you're not a loyal American if you go there, and you better not go, which is a threat by the State Department, a threat by the CIA, because I know what groups threaten you. I got a Russian visa about 4 years ago, and I was going to go over there and basically cover what was going on during Russiagate, because I knew it was so ridiculous. Plus, I'd never been to Russia. And I got some similar threats, and some people reached out to me, and I'm just going to leave it at that. And just from me getting that visa, as a journalist, as a media person, I mean, why is that not a big story? I had the feds try to set me up as a Russian agent, and of course I blew their cover, went to the FBI, and reported the whole thing and filed a report with them to another federal agency. You'll say, or another branch of the FBI, you would say, why would you do something like that? To get it on record, ladies and gentlemen, that I knew they'd done it and I knew what their operation was and I knew who was behind it, so that they were on record that I wasn't going to be set up by them. So that's how serious this situation is. That if you go back to the Gulf War or Gulf War II or any of these wars we've had, during the wars, 60 Minutes and other people go interview Saddam Hussein, or they interview the Iranian mullahs or the Ayatollah Khomeini. So since when are people not allowed to go interview people? Since when do they tell the number one talk show host in the English-speaking world, Tucker Carlson, you can't go? And by the way, Tucker's the most truthful person I've ever known. Gotten to know him in the last 12 years very well. Remember, he came out a few years ago and said, the NSA is spying on me, a whistleblower told me, high level. Came out in Congress a month later that indeed they were spying on the emails and phone calls of Tucker Carlson. Well, what is the NSA doing spying on the American people? Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is outrageous. And NATO and the CIA and all of them are spying on the American people. They're censoring the American people. That came out in Senate hearings just a few weeks ago. We played clips of it. Last hour. If the Russians were trying to invade the U.S., I'd be angry at the Russians. If the Russians were spying on me, I'd be angry. If the Russians were trying to put me in jail, I'd be mad at them. They're not, ladies and gentlemen. It's the globalists that are running our country into the ground. So now, in the year 2023, Tucker Carlson is being threatened not to go to Russia and not get his interview with Vladimir Putin. Obviously, he's interviewed all these other world leaders. That's what you're supposed to do as a top news anchor. But because he's more of a populist, because he's anti-war, he's basically been given an offer he couldn't refuse. And Tucker's a tough guy, so I can imagine what they said or what they did. Probably something along these lines. Well, you know, you need to be a loyal American. Some really bad things can happen if you go talk to him. You need to think about your family. That's how these threats go. He basically said, they threatened him and said that he wouldn't be a loyal American. Loyal American? People running our country have dissolved our border, are massively human trafficking, have depleted the strategic oil reserve, have done all these other countless horrible things to us, and then they sit there while they're globalists and wage war against America and our families with the Hollywood machine and try to castrate our children with the whole transgender cult and all the rest of the crimes. Defunding the police, putting in the Soros DAs, releasing violent offenders, putting political dissidents in jail, set to put our own reporter Owen Schroyer in federal prison for his free speech. And then they point their finger at us and say, we're traitors and we work for Russia. This is asinine. Hillary Clinton took millions of dollars from the Russians, millions from the communist Chinese. They're the people that have sold us out to foreign interests. They're the people that have done this. And everybody is waking up to this. So Tucker's tough. But I wonder who else they'll tell him he can't interview next. That's what the FBI did whenever they called Twitter and others and said, don't run the Hunter Biden story, it's fake. Well, they knew it was real. It's called election meddling. It's called legacy dinosaur media teamed up with the agencies, teamed up with the courts, teamed up with the system and lawfare to shut down loyal Americans that are fighting the New World Order. We are the loyal Americans. The leftists in this country are useless, idiot, quisling suckers that serve a multinational BlackRock corporate takeover of the planet and our own physical bodies. A literal depopulationist death cult. So I stand with Tucker Carlson. I stand with Russell Brand. I stand with everyone being persecuted by this deep state. And don't ever forget, InfoWars has been persecuted unlike any other organization. We're not backing down, but we are targets of this evil group. We're loyal Americans, and we need your financial support. Plus, we've got great products you need. InfoWarsStore.com, the trifecta sale, no excuse, DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus. All of these great products, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 40% off for a limited time, and that's how we fund this operation. Get a book, get a film, get a water filtration system, get some high-quality herbal food. Get ready, get prepared, fund the info war while taking care of yourself, your health, your family, and more. A 360 win. Only way we lose if you don't take action. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We're not the communist agents. We're not the Russian agents. We're not the Chinese agents. We're not the Nazi agents. The globalists are like Spectre from James Bond, a multinational corporate criminal syndicate that works with every evil group they can to consolidate power and control for themselves. Ian Fleming was number two in MI6 OSS. He wrote the James Bond books, and before he died, he said Spectre is basically a real organization. That's what the New World Order is. That's why Klaus Schwab looks like Dr. Evil or looks like Blofeld, because it's based on real characters like Klaus Schwab's father, who literally was the head of Spectre. You hear me? This is not fiction. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is going down. MI6 is Spectre. The CIA is Spectre. You understand? Our government is run by Cobra. Call it Spectre, call it Cobra, call it Chaos, call it Hydra, call it whatever you want, call it Red Skull. It runs things. It's in control. It wants to get your body. It wants to hurt you. It wants to rob you. It wants to kill you. It wants to guinea pig you. It wants to silence you. It wants to censor you. It wants to destroy you. Wake up or be destroyed. Be loyal to humanity. Be loyal to America. Be loyal to your children. Be loyal to the truth. God bless you all. Back to Owen Schroyer. Coming up next segment, we'll interview Ezra Levant on the actual 98-year-old SS Nazi, part of the same battle group that actually carried out Holocaust operations in Ukraine. So this is critical historic information. Please stay with us. Ezra Levant will join us from Canada. Let me just add something here. Some people are going to say, well, why did you back down when you got threatened by the feds not to go to Russia as a journalist? Or why did Tucker do it? Because they turn loose the whole national security apparatus on you. If you haven't been in that position, you don't know what it's like. So I respect Tucker's decision. That was mine, too, because it was so weird to be accused of being a Russian agent. I knew it was a fraud. But then as they were arresting all these people and, like, doing all this stuff, I realized they were going to come after me as well. And so why would I give them that? Even though it wasn't true, it'd be a tool they beat me over the head with. So that's why they've called us all Russian agents, knowing that they can silence their political opposition. Now the public's seeing through it. I do intend, after this war is hopefully over, before we're all destroyed and killed, to go to Russia and actually interview these people and talk to them. I've never been to Russia. Doesn't mean I'm a Russian agent. Never been to Israel. I want to go to Israel. Doesn't mean I'm an Israeli agent. I've never been to Egypt. I want to go to Egypt. I want to see the pyramids. Doesn't mean I'm an Egyptian agent.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Rally, show me a Biden hat. Of course, they don't exist. And they just want this, they don't even want the real world to reflect the political world, even though that would be common sense. Yeah, hey, I don't know a single Biden supporter. Hey, I don't know a single Biden voter. He doesn't have any rallies. He doesn't have any merchandise. I know a lot of Trump voters and supporters. I see Trump hats and shirts and rallies all the time, but nothing for Biden. Oh, but he got 81 million votes. He's the most popular president of all time. And then overnight, they just say, oh, Trump's leading Biden by 10 points. It's all political propaganda. But here's more proof. About half an hour ago, Donald Trump boarded Trump Force One en route to South Carolina. President Trump is going to be having a rally in Somerville, South Carolina. And of course, the ticket sold out in seconds. And before the sun even rose, people were lined up around the arena. Show me B-roll of clip one, please. Now, again, this isn't to say, well, let's put all of our eggs in this basket. This totally proves that Trump is more popular than Biden. But let's be just honest here. Biden couldn't do this if he paid people to show up. And they've tried that, by the way, and people still don't show up. They try to get concerts. They try to do some of the most popular bands like Foo Fighters, or they get Taylor Swift to do Democrat rally concerts so that they can actually load an arena or a venue with people and then say, see, this is a Democrat rally. No, it's a Taylor Swift concert. It's a rock concert. It's not actually a political rally. If the musicians weren't there performing, nobody would show up. They do the same thing here in Texas. They get Willie Nelson to perform, and then they say, look, it's a Beto rally. No, it's a Willie Nelson show. And it appears now Trump has landed in South Carolina. But so you can see that video. You can see in that video, that is basically dawn this morning, and there's already hundreds, if not thousands, of people lined up. And I am curious here, guys. Can we get audio of that? This is all new breaking news right now. Donald Trump getting off Trump Force One. Do we have that audio, guys? Let me hear what Trump had to say as he got off of Trump Force One, headed to a rally in South Carolina.
How you doing, Mr. President? Nice to see you. Well, we're glad you're here in South Carolina.
I am indeed. We're leading by, I guess, 42 points. That's a lot. And we're leading by a lot.
Probably accurate.
The Washington Post, ABC, against probably the worst president, definitely the worst president, I'd say, in the history of our country. He's destroying our country, so we have to change it. See you later. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so again, you have the audience there already surrounding around the venue before the sun rises. But where's the Joe Biden rally? Where's the Joe Biden hat? Where's the Joe Biden T-shirt? Where's the Joe Biden support? A voter? Anywhere? Nowhere. Just the paid ones. Literally just the paid ones. And we got a story about one of his paid supporters, by the way, coming up later today. I've got a ton of news we're going to be covering on the War Room today. They're going full Jussie Smollett. It's really a disgusting, despicable thing. But so there you go. Now, let me circle back to the issue that we're going to be discussing with Ezra Levant coming up here in just about 10 minutes. And we're kind of juggling here and taking cues in live time. This is all a live broadcast. We don't have teleprompters, nothing scripted. So sometimes I just got to kind of do an air check with my crew here. Are we going straight through to this interview or is there a break before that? Okay, so I guess... Okay, So let me do this then before Ezra Levant joins us in 10 minutes. Because you really have gone into full Twilight Zone. We've gone even beyond the Twilight Zone, if that's even possible, where you have Canadian Parliament with Zelensky giving standing ovations to literal Nazis. And see, I don't even like... It's so strange because, oh, Trump's a Nazi. Trump supporters are Nazis. They do honk your horn, which means hail Hitler. I mean, these leftists have completely lost their mind, and what they do is they lie to hurt their political opposition. They lie and they do rape accusations. They lie and they do Nazi accusations. So it's like, I don't want to be a part of the boy that cried wolf phenomenon, even though it's the wolf. But okay, the left has been screaming, Nazi, Nazi, he's a Nazi, Heil Hitler, he's a Nazi. But okay, that's not a real Nazi. Trump is not a Nazi. Trump supporters are not Nazis. Like, everybody knows that. But it's like, oh, okay, here's the actual Nazi. But it's like, okay, it's the boy that cried wolf. Oh, there's the actual wolf. But nobody believes me. So I don't want to be made a fool of up here screaming, wolf, wolf, wolf. And then everybody laughs at me and doesn't believe me because they've been lying about a wolf for this entire time. But it's like, no, that's the actual wolf. Yeah, the wolf is coming to eat your kids. The wolf is coming to eat your sheep. The wolf is coming to tear apart your livestock. I mean, it's just like, this is the wolf. This is the Nazi. You can't even make it up. But here's some of the preface. Russia issues new World War III alert. Reckless Western politicians have forgotten about self-preservation. See, I don't know if that's an accurate analysis, though. I think they're in a self-preservation mode. They're blackmailed, and they're already corrupted, and they think the only way to engage in self-preservation is to just blow the planet up. And they think the only way to engage in self-preservation from all the crimes and corruption that they've engaged in is to just blow the planet up and destroy the country so that there is no justice system and nobody can come after them for what they've done for crimes against humanity and war crimes. No, it's not about self-preservation. It's that they've gone psychotic mad in their corruption, and they don't give a damn about the country. So, sure, blow it up in a war. Sure, start a war with Russia. They don't care. They hate the country. They take statues of Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Theodore Roosevelt, and get rid of them. They wipe their ass with the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Senator shocked by classified briefing on Ukraine. Warhawks want blank check with no victory in sight. There is no victory in sight. All there is World War III nuclear holocaust. And they know that. That's been the case since day one. They're stealing the money. They're selling out the country. U.S. Army hospital in Germany is treating Americans hurt fighting in Ukraine. Now, folks, let me tell you why this is dangerous. These are not official armed forces. They are not in uniform. And so the Geneva Convention codes do not apply. These are contractors. And regardless, the world and Russians see this as a direct act of war. Even though they're not in uniform, they understand what's really going on. That's just an end around. But you do understand how dangerous that is to send contractors over there out of uniform to fight Russians. And then we get another slap in the face. 60 Minutes report on U.S. funding of Ukraine. U.S. paying salaries of 57,000 first responders, subsidizing small businesses in war-torn country, funding agriculture and infrastructure. Meanwhile, our infrastructure is falling apart, and the Democrats are attacking farmers, attacking agriculture, and attacking our energy grid. And making so they they really think that they can just blow everything up, and then they're going to have BlackRock and the Clinton Foundation and Marina Abramovich go into Ukraine, and they'll rebuild that, and they'll take all the money from those deals. And I don't think the world is going to accept that, and I don't think Russia is going to take that either.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
So the situation in Ukraine has people fuming. The threat of World War III, nuclear holocaust, the theft of our money, the depletion of our weapons, and just the outright lies. And then adding to it, saluting Nazi soldiers, and then this report from 60 Minutes over the weekend.
American taxpayers are financing more than just weapons. We discovered the U.S. government's buying seeds and fertilizer for Ukrainian farmers and covering the salaries of Ukraine's first responders. all 57,000 of them. That includes the team that trains this rescue dog, named Joy, to comb through the wreckage of Russian strikes looking for survivors. And the US also funds the divers, who we saw clearing unexploded ammunition from the country's rivers, to make them safe again for swimming and fishing. Russia's invasion shrank Ukraine's economy by about a third. We were surprised to find that to keep it afloat, the US government is subsidizing small businesses.
So, you're paying Ukrainian law enforcement, firefighters, farmers, agriculture, infrastructure. Meanwhile, our police are getting defunded. Our infrastructure is falling apart. In fact, they're shutting down, in many ways, our infrastructure. They're shutting down our agriculture in the name of climate change. And then Zelensky, who might be the focal point that kicks off World War III, is lecturing you about how you're not doing enough for climate change. Can it get more offensive? Can it get more offensive as Bidenomics crushes your economy, but we send $200 billion to Ukraine? U.S. soldiers treated worse than garbage while White House keeps throwing money at Ukraine. Yeah, the only time that this current military leadership cares about a U.S. soldier is if he has a gay flag, if he wears a puppy sex kink leather daddy outfit, or if he's a hardcore leftist liberal, or if he's a trans woman that gets a job as the paid-for propagandist in Ukraine. Can it get any more offensive? I'm sad to say that it can. I'm sad to say that it can. Here's a video of not one standing ovation for a literal Nazi, but two. Two. And again, I have to report this news with, like, I don't even know how to explain it. Because we're now part of the boy that cried wolf phenomenon, except we haven't been crying wolf. We're actually now seeing the wolf. But nobody, it's like you can't even believe it, because psychotic leftists and liberals have been calling everybody they don't like a Nazi for the last 5, 6, 7 years. I mean, we're talking lowest IQ level of political discourse, lowest IQ level of insults, and yet now here we are funding actual Nazis in Ukraine, the Azov Battalion. They run around waving Nazi flags, they tattoo swastikas on their arm. And now you have Canadian Parliament with Zelensky honoring an actual Ukraine, not one standing ovation, but two, here in clip number 7.
We have here in the chamber today Ukrainian Canadian world veteran from the Second World War who fought the Ukrainian independence against the Russians and continues to support the troops today, even at his age of 98.
See, pause it real quick. Pause it real quick. Look, the speaker at Parliament there, I'm not going to pretend like I'm the expert and Ezra Levant is supposed to be joining us here. There's a delay. I think he's got something going on in an emergency. I hope he can still join us. But the speaker of the Parliament there just, they don't really, they play it down the middle and they basically just read what's in front of them. So I don't know if the speaker there has any clue about what he's doing or what he's reading or even history in general. But here's the problem. Most Americans don't even understand history, and there's multiple reasons for this. A, the education system is failing us. B, they just don't care about it. In fact, the education system might be misrepresenting even the history as well. But so listen to what he says. Let me play this again, because it's incredible that he's so ignorant and that the people are so ignorant that they don't even understand what he just said. Play this introduction again, and I want you to listen carefully. Again, if you know history, you know what he just said. If you're ignorant of history, it just flew right over your head, apparently, like it did he and the rest of this Canadian Parliament.
Play this introduction again, and I want you to see if you catch on here. Go ahead and play it again.
We have here in the chamber today Ukrainian-Canadian world veteran from the Second World War who fought the Ukrainian independence against the Russians and continues
to... Okay, pause it. So it actually, now that I'm watching it, it looks like he might have realized what he just said there. Because he kind of pauses and goes, whoa, oops, what? Folks, that is the Azov Battalion. That was the Ukrainian Nazis. Huh. So it's almost like he just realized what he said reading that speech. It's almost like after he read it, he realized what he actually just said. He says that the Ukrainians fighting the Russians. Folks, that was the Nazis in Ukraine. So for those that don't understand history, let's even paint it with a broader brush. Guys, go ahead and look it up right now. How many Russians died in World War II? Let's just do this in real time. We'll just do a history lesson here. I'm not a history buff, but I mean, I passed history class. I consider myself lucky and blessed enough that I actually had good history professors that actually knew history, and they didn't even go off the textbook. I mean, I had history professors in college. I remember they were like, yeah, the textbooks basically lie to you about history. And so they would just teach history. They wouldn't even go into the textbook because they were like, yeah, the textbook isn't even accurate. But the Soviet Union, Russia, lost 27 million people during World War II, including 8.7 military and 19 million civilians. So there were more Russians that died in World War II than any other country. And I believe, and guys, look this one up too. I believe it was more than a million, not even 2 million. How many Russians died when they took Berlin? So let's go ahead and plug that one in now. Major pivot point, major victory point for World War II, defeating the Nazis. It was the Russians. And I believe it was more than a million Russians died when basically they concluded the war in Berlin and put an end to the Nazis. That was the Russians. That was the Russians. So let's see there. But I believe it was over a million. And they took Berlin. And it was one of the final blows to Hitler's regime and the National Socialist Workers' Party. Okay, so maybe I'm thinking of a different battle then. They're saying it was 80,000 here. The point is, maybe it was Stalingrad, maybe it was some other German battle. The point is, millions of Russians died defeating the Nazis. And that was just on one day, 80,000 died. On May 2nd, 1945, one day, 80,000 Russians died. So I might be thinking about the largesse number in Germany. The point is, more Russians died defeating the Nazis than any other country. And it was a group of Ukrainian Nazis that were still fighting the Russians, that there was still that blood between them and the Russians to this day. Yeah, Stalingrad, 750,000. So, but the point is clear. So he goes up there and he says, he helped fight the Russians. The Russians defeated the Nazis. Like, you are out there promoting Nazism. I think after he read it, you kind of tell, he was like, whoa, oops, what did I just read? And so now they're cheering literal Nazis, and I have to give this history lesson. I didn't even get to them standing ovation for this class.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So working on getting Ezra Levant. He's had an emergency come up. We're not sure if he'll be able to join us, but we will hopefully be hearing from him soon. We also have Edward Dowd coming up in the third hour. But again, it's just like you hear the Twilight Zone music in the background, or you hear the record skip, and you can see it. I think you could see it in the Parliament Speaker's face once he read that. He goes, and he helped fight the Russians, and he kind of paused and like took back a little bit, like, wait, the Russians were our allies. The Russians defeated the Nazis. What? Wait, what? Hmm? I mean, there are serious historical debates that go on. Who was more imperative in defeating the Nazis? Was it the USA or was it the Russians? And you could argue it was the Russians, and they suffered more loss of life, and it's really not even close. I mean, that's the look of a man who just realized he read a script supporting a Nazi. I mean, that's the look on his face right there. Now, again, you have to understand, the way the Speaker in Parliament works is they're just basically like a robot. They just read it and call it right down the middle. They don't get political at all. They don't show any sides or any favoritism at all. They just go up there and read what they're supposed to read. and try to maintain decorum. But, yeah, buddy, you just read a highlight reel for a Nazi. You just read a highlight reel for a Nazi. So let's play it one more time, and then I'll shut up, and you can listen to Canadian Parliament with Vladimir Zelensky giving two standing ovations to a literal Nazi. Not a leftist. I accuse everybody I disagree with of being a Nazi. Everybody wearing a red hat is a Nazi. Everybody that waves an American flag is a Nazi, even though it was the Americans and our great-grandfathers that defeated the Nazis, and many of them died in D-Day and everything. No, not like that. Like a literal Nazi. So here you go. Let's play the whole thing. The Speaker of Parliament, realizing that he just read a highlight reel of a Nazi, and then these people give him two standing ovations. Go ahead.
We have here in the chamber today Ukrainian-Canadian world veteran from the Second World War who fought the Ukrainian independence against the Russians.
Nope.
And continues to support the troops today.
He just realized what he read.
Even at his age of 98.
I'm sorry. Pause it again. This is too rich. This is actually hilarious. He realizes what he read. Did you see the reaction there? He realizes what he just read. The Russians were our allies. The Russians defeated the Nazis. I just read a highlight reel supporting a Nazi. You watch his face. First he gets confused, and then he realizes he's like, he fought the Russians, and then his eyebrows perk up, and his head rears back, and he's like, holy smokes, I just read a highlight reel for a Nazi. All right, I promise this is the last time I'm going to play it. This is just too rich to me. He realizes that he just read a script promoting and hyping up a literal Nazi. I mean, folks, we are just in complete clown world. I'm going to shut my mic off. Here you go. He promotes a Nazi. Canadian Parliament, two rounds of applause.
We have here in the chamber today Ukrainian...
Just watch the face. Just please watch the face. It's priceless.
Canadian world veteran from the Second World War who fought the Ukrainian independence against the Russians and continues to support the troops today, even at his age of 98.
So it goes on forever, and then it's like, you know, this is what they do at, like, ball games, like a baseball game. A guy hits a third home run or has a big home run, and they do a standing ovation, and then he walks on the dugout, and then they do another standing ovation. It's like, yeah, he's a hero. We want a curtain call. And now they do it for Nazis. Ezra Levant, I thank you for joining us. I know you've got some other stuff going on. I want to give you the floor here because... Here's some of the headlines in response. Apology demanded after MPs honor man who fought four Nazis. Who is Yaroslav Hunk? Ex-Waffen SS member gets applauded in Canadian Parliament. Trudeau and Zelensky honor 98-year-old veteran who fought alongside Nazis in SS division. All right, we're beyond the pale, total twilight zone. Ezra Levant, your response.
You know, Trudeau calls everyone he doesn't like a Nazi, and yet he is the first Canadian prime minister in history, or first democratic leader in the world that I know of, that literally invited a Nazi to attend Parliament, and he got a standing ovation. And I'm not talking about a conscripted guy or an enlisted man, you know, low down in the pyramid of the Nazi Wehrmacht. I'm talking about someone who volunteered to be part of the SS. That's the nastiest, most brutal fighting force in the Nazi regime. Those are the folks who would hunt for Jews in the attics. Those are the folks who would shoot people and dump them in a mass grave. That's the Nazi Waffen-SS. They actually trained at Dachau. They took orders directly from Germany. And this guy sneaked into Canada about 70 years ago by lying about his past. He said he wasn't with the 14th Waffen-SS battalion. He was with the 1st Ukrainian battalion. He lied. He faked the name of his group so he could come to Canada. Now, and he lived a quiet life for 70 years, keeping a low profile. Maybe he was worried that some Mossad Nazi hunters would find them, kidnap them, and bring them to Israel for a trial like they did for Adolf Eichmann. So he lives his whole life in Canada. He's 98. There aren't many of these guys left. And then suddenly he gets a phone call from Trudeau's office saying, come on down to Parliament. You're actually a hero. I mean, he's got to be thinking Adolf Hitler would be so proud of me now. And not a single journalist and not a single politician, not a single person in the establishment said, what? If this guy was fighting against the Russians in 43, 44, 45, what side was he on? Because the only people fighting against the Soviet Union then were the Nazis. Imagine the word trickery necessary to get this guy in. And don't tell me that Trudeau didn't know. I heard your analogy with baseball, but this is more like a State of the Union address. When the president calls out this guy in the crowd, an Army veteran calls out that guy in the crowd, you know, a small businessman. They know exactly who he was. He was vetted. He was their hero. And he thought, and they just thought they could get away with it. But independent journalists blew the whistle. Not the regime media, Owen. Independent journalists. You know why? Because the rest of the regime media is in on it.
Yeah, the people that cry Nazi, Nazi, Nazi when someone disagrees with them are now celebrating a literal Nazi. I can't even believe now it's the total boy that cried wolf phenomenon. But you know, if I'm a body language reader, there's two moments that have me extremely intrigued. First of all, you have the speaker there who I think he kind of realizes it. If you watch his face, his eyes perk up and his head goes back. He's like, wait, he fought the Russians? He's like, wait, he fought the Russians? Like, what am I? Wait, is this guy the Nazi? And then the video where he's like wiping his brow of the sweat. It's like all the stress that he's lived under being a Nazi for 70 years. It's like all the stress is now wiped away. He's like, oh, I'm a Nazi all these years and now it's all relieved.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And, you know, the fact that the Speaker of the House was reading and looked surprised to read goes to the fact that someone wrote that script for him. The reason I mention that is because this Speaker of the House put out a press release today and made a little statement saying, I'm the only one who knew about this. Don't ask any more questions. It definitely wasn't Justin Trudeau. It definitely wasn't Chrystia Freeland, our Deputy Prime Minister, whose own grandfather was a Ukrainian Nazi. I mean, there are some weird Nazi ties in Canada. Justin Trudeau went to Kiev about 3 months ago, and he met with a Nazi apologist that Zelensky himself fired. There was this Ukrainian ambassador who denied the Holocaust, and it was so crazy that Zelensky himself fired this guy. His name is Andrei Melnyk. Trudeau met with him after he was fired. What were you doing? And so there's this weird thing where Trudeau calls every conservative he hates a Nazi, but Trudeau can't get enough of these Nazis. And today when the Speaker of the House fell on his sword and said, hey, everybody, I was the only one who knew. Stop asking questions. I was the guy responsible for this. Don't pick on Trudeau. Really? It was obvious he was reading a speech written for him by someone else. This goes straight to Trudeau, and it's another humiliation for Canada at the hands of Trudeau. I think Canadians are starting to get a little bit tired of this guy.
Well, and I kind of want to hone in on this as well. Ezra Levant with us from Rebel News, rebelnews.com, at Ezra Levant on Twitter. Do you think that Trudeau and his cabinet are just so ignorant that they didn't even realize what they were doing and they thought this would just be like a good promotional stunt for the war in Ukraine?
I do, because remember, he's been going to Ukraine and meeting, for example, with this Andrei Melnyk, and he's had no blowback. So I think he thought this will work. It's worked so far. I mentioned the deputy prime minister. Her name is Chrystia Freeland. Her grandfather was actually a Nazi. He expropriated a Jewish newspaper in Ukraine and turned it into a Nazi propaganda rag. Now, I'm not blaming a granddaughter for what her grandfather did.
All right, folks, you can't make this up. Ezra, I'm sorry, we're up against a short break. This is a short break. We got 5 minutes on the other side. Stick with me through this break. Let's hone in on this. Folks, this is Twilight Zone level. I mean, I'm hearing the Twilight Zone music behind me now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.